bitches.
We the best music. Another one. DJ Khaled.
Bitches calling my phone like I'm locked up nonstop. From the plane to the fucking helicopter, yeah. Cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs, nah. I'm a pop star, not a doctor. Bitches calling my phone like I'm locked up nonstop. From the plane to the fucking helicopter, yeah. Cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs, nah. I'm a pop star, not a doctor.
Hey. Shorty with the long text, I don't talk. Ay. Shorty with the long legs, she don't walk. Ay. Yeah, last year I kept it on the tuck. Ay. 2020, I came to fuck it up. Yeah, I want a long life, a legendary one. I want a quick death and an easy one. I want a pretty girl and an honest one. I want this drink and another one. Yeah, and I'm troublesome. Yeah, I'm a pop star, but this shit ain't bubblegum. Yeah, you would probably think my manager is Scooter Braun. Yeah, but my manager with 20 hoes and Budokan. Yeah, hey, look. Ariana, Selena, my visa. It can take as many charges as it needs to, my girl. That shit platinum just like all of my releases, my girl. Niggas come for me, I tear them all to pieces, my girl. I'ma show your sexy ass what relief is, my girl. Please don't take no shit that's about to have you geeking. And I'm not driving nothing that I gotta stick the keys in. Wonder how I got this way, I swear I got the
bitches calling my phone like I'm locked up nonstop. From the plane to the fucking helicopter, yo. Cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs, nah. I'm a pop star, not a doctor. Bitches calling my phone like I'm locked up, nonstop. From the plane to the fucking helicopter, yeah. Cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs, nah. I'm a pop star, not a doctor.
I'm a pop star, not a doctor. Watch her, said she rep a whole different block, so I blocked her. Busy at the crib, cooking salmon with the lobster. If we talking joints, it's just me and David Foster. Bodyguards don't look like Kevin Costner, you tweaking. Just pulled up to Whitney, Houston, Texas for the evening. They tell the same story so much they start to believe it. The ones that start like Drizzy shit was cool, but we even. Man, how the fuck? 2, 4, 6, 8 Watches factory so they appreciate. Crown in my hand and I'm really playing. Keep away. Shit don't even usually get this big without a Bieber face. Nah, piece of cake. Nah, Turks and cake. Yeah. Go and get your friends. We can sneak away. Yeah. I keep a like I keep the faith. Wonder how I got this way. Swear I got the
bitches calling my phone like I'm locked up nonstop. From the plane to the fucking helicopter. Yeah. Cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs. Nah, I'm a pop star, not a doctor. Bitches calling my phone like I'm locked up nonstop. From the plane to the fucking helicopter. Yeah. Cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs. Nah. I'm a pop star, not a doctor.
Welcome back, Blurred Vision Podcast, Open Beta 1-63. I am your host, Chubbs, a.k.a. Chubby One Kenobi, a.k.a. Potty fucking Piper, bitch. That opening song was DJ Khaled featuring Drake and Justin Bieber, pop star. I started to play the video version of it because I never have any idea what the fuck Drake is talking about, and I really don't care. But, like, all his production be fire, bro. Like, if it's a production fire and a hook, well, all right, fuck it, I'll listen to it. I don't care. You know what I mean? I'm not listening to that nigga rap or nothing. I don't really give a flying fuck. But, and then Justin Bieber, like, everybody know I don't fuck with the Biebs. Like I said, he came out with that, that video a couple years ago, or several years ago, with him just singing nigger on camera so eloquently and beautifully. And everybody else was just like, oh, it's the Biebs. No one gives a shit. And I'm like, oh, all right, I guess. But when that shit come out, yeah, it's the Biebs now. Yeah, shut up, nigga. It's the Biebs. I don't care. But, yeah, I've been, yeah, I mean, yo, first thing I want to do is, oh, I ain't bring no ashtray. Fuck. I ain't bring no ashtray. I can't smoke a Newport in here. That's fucked up. First thing I want to do is I want to shout out my man Fagan. Yo, that nigga funny. That nigga silly. He kept it a thou, though. Because he listened to the podcast last week and shit. And I talked to him about it when I seen him. He was like, hey, look, I'm going to keep... He's like, I'm going to be honest with you, man. He's like, I ain't like listening to you talk about being sad. He was like, I don't do sports, and I ain't like listening to you talk about being sad. And he's like, I like hearing your voice. I like hearing you talk. And I'm like, pause. And he was like, but you know what I mean? And he's like, it's different to hear you talking about going through some shit, but no, I didn't like hearing you going through being all sad. And he's like, you ain't talking about no video games or nothing. And I was like, damn, he right, though. But he was like, yo, but once I clicked the link, I was stuck. So, and I appreciate you keeping it thawy, nigga. Good looking out. But you know what I mean? I ain't really been doing shit. Except still being sad. I went and tap danced on the landmine. Actually, I tap danced on it twice. You know what I mean? Because the first time I tap danced on it, it didn't explode. So I went, did a couple of shots, came back and did like a whole motherfucking gymnastic, a whole floor routine on that motherfucker till it blew up. I was like, all right, that's what I was looking for. And you know what I mean? I just went ahead and did the smart thing, even though it's some bitch shit. You know what I mean? I just did it. And don't really feel that much better. Don't really feel that much better, but what the fuck ever. You know what I mean? We're going to deal with that. I have been playing some video games, though. I did get around to playing some video games. I bought a bunch of games. Like, that's the crazy part. Like, first of all, we're going to go ahead and get this right out the fucking way. Do a cheap game segment right here at the top of the shit. Go to greenmangaming.com. Look, you should be an adult. You should have internet access, and you should have a fucking bank account with a fucking debit card. Go to greenmangaming.com. All one word. You know what I mean? Green Man Gaming, all is one word. You know what I mean? GreenManGaming.com, they're doing their Black Friday sale until December 2nd, I think it is. I just went and copped 2 Far Cry games for $20. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. Don't fucking ask me why. I own 3, 4, 5, and 6. I don't know why, except they just keep coming up cheap or free to me. And I'm just like, might as well. Because I had 3 and I loved 3, not going to lie, you know what I mean? And I actually had Blood Dragon too, you know what I mean, which is some weird 80s, like, themed shit. And it has Michael Biehn. If you don't know who Michael Biehn is, I mean, hey, when you're 21, come out to the bar and I'll introduce you to the great Michael Biehn. He's one of the greatest, he's one of the greatest, like, characters to die in all types of great movies. You know what I mean? Like, and when you see that nigga in the movie, you know he Gary die. Like, oh, he gonna be the nigga that die, that like give the protagonist, you know what I mean, that power boost to finish the mission and shit. I'll introduce you to Michael Biehn. But he's in it, he plays the lead character, he just does a bunch of like, it's like some Duke Nukem type shit, I guess, but like with space dinosaurs, and I don't really understand it, but I was shooting shit. That's really all that matter. But like I said, go to greenmangaming.com. Go ahead. They got PlayStation, Xbox, and PC. So I got all y'all niggas covered. If you play on anything other than that, like you got a Nintendo Switch, grow the fuck up. Get an adult system. I am probably gonna get my kids a Switch for Christmas. You know what I mean? Buy them a Switch. And then take my TV off the wall. Take my one TV off the wall, put it in the bedroom, and then take the one I got in my bedroom, put that in the kitchen. And they can just sit in the kitchen and play Switch, you know what I mean? Just go in the kitchen and play Switch and shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Kid shit. I like when my parents told me to go play video games, shut the fuck up. Or get out the house and shut the fuck up. My kids ain't getting out the house, so they gotta go play video games or something. But I picked up Far Cry 5 and Far Cry New Dawn. I had Far Cry 5 on my Xbox. I just didn't think it was worth the $25 I paid for it, so I took it back and got something different. I think I got two $10 games. But I only paid like $10 for it this time, so I'm like, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. You know what I mean? And I got New Dawn, which I never played, but which is probably the same as 3, 4, and 5. You know what I mean, out of all of them so far, I think 4 might be my favorite. I know that's blasphemous, but I thought Pagan Men, I mean, like, Vass was a good fucking Vass was a good villain, but I thought Pagan Men was more nuanced, more fleshed out. I mean, like, the have I ever told you my definition of insanity? Yeah, that shit was cool, but Pagan Men actually being a fully fleshed out character who with motivations that you can understand and all types of like that. Yo, go back and play Far Cry 4 and like really pay attention to the Pagan Men shit. That shit's hard body. The two factions, I don't give a fuck about either of them. Whoever the dude is and whoever the girl is, I wanted to shoot them both. You know what I mean? To be totally honest, I mean, I don't fuck with either one of you. Bitch, you want to be a fucking drug dealer. I don't have no problems with drug dealers, but you want to do, like, drug dealing and slavery and shit. Man, you want to be a theocrat. Like, I don't fuck with neither one of y'all. How are y'all the fucking choices? That's bullshit. I wanted to put a bullet in both their heads and then leave. Yeah, I don't want to run this shit. I'm going to kill Pagan, man. I'm going to pull a bullet in these niggas' heads. I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Y'all can figure this shit out for your motherfucking self. I don't want to be part of none of that bullshit. I'm not wearing headphones, so I don't honestly know how this sounds. You know what I mean? Like, it's another work pod. You know what I mean? Like, I've just been, like, I go to the crib and I just get so lonely and sad. And I just don't fucking do anything. So I've been like, you know what I mean? I'm like, fuck it. I'm gonna just pod at work until I get over this shit. You know what I mean? So I don't actually know how it sounds. I'm just looking at the sound meter on Audacity. Because the headphones that when I plug the headphones into the Go mic, because I didn't feel like bringing my whole apparatus. When I plug the headphones into my Go mic, man, like, it just be buzzing and noisy. And I don't know if that shit, first of all, that shit annoys me. And second of all, I don't want it to come out in the recording. So, you know what I mean? Right now, it's just, I gotta get a Jeezy song on. You know what I mean? I wanna talk about the Man Card movie, but I don't know if I wanna do that yet. It's like the Man Card movie is a little independent film / documentary. Basically, it's talking about how I talked about the Joker was a metaphor, like an allegory for all this like white male impotent rage. Like, they basically made a whole movie talking about it. And I haven't watched it yet. It was supposed to be free, and then I've seen it on what was it? The Young Turks, I believe. No. I think David Pakman. If you're in the progressive, independent media, check out David Pakman or Brian Tyler Cohen. I mean, you can check out the Young Turks too. I don't really fuck with Cenk Uygur like that. I like John Iadarola, Francesca, whatever her name is. There's some people I fuck with there, but like I said, I don't like Cenk Uygur. I don't understand how you become like you go from being a hard right Republican to being a leftist in your 30s. Like, that shit doesn't sound right to me. That sounds like some grifter shit. You know what I mean? I could be wrong. Anna Kasparian. I ain't want to say no sexist shit, because the first thing that comes to mind when I think of Anna Kasparian is like, yo, I'm pretty sure. You know what I mean? So we gonna leave that out of there. But I like the Young Turks. Like I said, I just don't like Cenk Uygur. Brian Tyler Cohen's cool. David Pakman or Parkman. I've heard him pronounce it both ways. It looks like Pakman, but I've heard him pronounce it both ways. The man himself, David Pakman / Parkman, whatever he wants to be called. I don't know. I guess it depends on what day it is. I don't really give a fuck it's his name. You know what I mean? I can't say nothing. But if you're looking for progressive news, you know what I mean, progressive news outlets, those are the places. You can look at Ring of Fire. Ring of Fire is, I forget the dude's name, Farron. I think his name is Farron something, which is kind of cool. But you can check out the Ring of Fire. You can also check out the Dolemore Daily, Jesse Dolemore, Dolemore. Jesse Dolemore, and he's a former Republican. He's a former Republican. He's a Marine, but he's in the progressive policies. And yeah, I mean, like I said, once again, it's one of those things where I question. But see, the cool thing with him is he has a series where he talks about why he left the Republican Party. Yeah, I mean, so I can see why he did it. Yeah, I mean, I might not believe and or agree with it, but I can see how he did it and why he did it, and that, you know what I mean, give me the option, give me some evidence, and give me the option to make the determination for myself. You know what I mean? Don't just be like, oh nah, I used to be like that, now I'm like this. Like, nah. You don't make such radical shifts. Like, that's a shift in your core principles as a person. You know what I mean? You became go from being conservative, a hard right conservative, to a left leaning, not even left leaning, like a not far left, because far left is, yeah, I'm not far left. I'm a dying in the wool leftist, but I'm not far left. But to go from being hard right to being a leftist, that's a huge like changing, and like I said, your whole, your ethics and your integrity and everything have changed. So like, it's hard for a person like me to believe that's what you was, you know what I mean, going for. You know what I mean? So, but like I said, he has a joint why he left the Republican Party. So go check that shit out. Go that nigga, go get that nigga some views or something. I don't give a fuck. I talked about this on Facebook. Oh, I ain't talk about it. I just said something. Oh, wait, before we do that, let's get to, I don't know if anyone saw it, but it's called Chaos Walking. It's a new movie coming out. Apparently there's a book. It looks fucking weird. Like it has Tom Holland and Daisy Ridley and what the fuck's that guy's name? The guy from Hannibal, and I'm pretty sure he's the guy from Hannibal. He was Lashif. He was Lashif in Casino Royale. He's the blind Jedi in one of the Star Wars movies. No, he's not the blind Jedi. He's in a Star Wars movie. I don't fucking know. Not Jimmy Smits, you assholes. The other guy that looks just like Jimmy Smits, but better looking. Yeah, but yeah, the better looking Jimmy Smits guy, who was Lashif and Young Hannibal in the TV show or whatever it was. He's in that shit. Like I said, Tom Holland, who's the current Spider-Man, Daisy Ridley, who is Rey from Star Wars. But the movie premise is weird. Like this woman crash lands on a planet of all men, where all the women have died, and like all the dudes, like all the people on the planet, like they subconscious thoughts is like being broadcast out loud, which is fucking weird. I'm glad that, I hope that never happens to me. don't you be telling niggas what's going on in my head, man. That's a fucking crazy place. But I don't actually get like what the premise of the movie is, other than, you know, it's an action movie with Tom Holland and Daisy Ridley, and you know, she's the only woman on the planet, the last woman on. I guess it's like a reverse of Mega Man, I guess, type shit. But I don't know, but it looked kind of interesting. You know what I mean? At least some of the set pieces I've seen. And like I said, the premise is weird, but you know what I mean? I might, you know what I mean? I don't know if we're ever going to be able to go to a fucking movie theater again, which is terrible. This is fucking terrible. But I want to go to a fucking movie theater. Speaking of movie theaters, Marvel officially announced who the main villain for the next main villain is going to be. And I am fucking stoked, because it's first of all, it's going to be somebody that the vast majority of the public has no idea who this motherfucker is. And if they can do it properly, oh my god, it'll be so fucking amazing. It's Kang the fucking Conqueror. Yeah, baby, Kang the fucking Conqueror. Just going through time, just fucking shit up. That's what he does. You can look him up. Yeah, I mean, go read a couple of joints. He's gonna be the next main villain. And I can see how they're gonna set it up. I was talking. Shout out to my man Loso Rocks on Twitter. If you don't, go follow my man on Twitter. He a cool follow. Me and him was talking about it a couple of weeks ago. We already know how it's gonna happen because of them fucking with time. That's gonna call Kang the Conqueror. We're getting Doctor Strange 2 in the Multiverse of Madness, which is going to be like basically a live action. The way they're talking about it is basically going to be like damn near a live action Into the Spider-Verse. They're getting Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield to be the other. That's what I'm seeing, and that sounds fucking amazing. That sounds fucking dope as shit. Yeah, if they, because hold on, time out. Let me go ahead. Unpopular opinion right here. Yo, the Andrew Garfield fucking Spider-Man movies wasn't bad, man. I don't know what the fuck y'all niggas is talking about. Spider-Man 2, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, I love that movie. I still have it on Blu-ray. I don't watch it. Oh, I mean, actually, I do. You know what I mean? But I just don't watch it on Blu-ray. I don't watch Blu-rays no more. You know what I mean? I find a bootleg site, or I got it on one of my fucking streaming services. So I just, I think it's Gary come to, Disney Plus. Bunch of shit come to Disney Plus. I don't ever even turn that shit on. Like I said, I'm sitting at home. So, yeah, I mean, when I'm at home, I don't really be doing shit. I just be laying there and being sad. And I'm going to stop talking about being sad. But one thing before that. I've never, I'm not going to sit here and say I've never been sad before. What I want to say is I've never been unreasonably sad, which is what I feel I am now. You know what I mean? Like, I've been sad before because I had reasons to be sad. I was sad that I was in jail. I was sad something happened. I was sad. This isn't a reason to be fucking sad. This is not a reason to be sad at all. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. But I do want to say this. I am a weirdo. So this kind of has a certain appeal to me. As fucked up and stupid as it sounds, like, I've never relaxed so, like, casually in my life. Like, I've never been, like, just a lay somewhere or just chill out. Nah, I'm one of them niggas that just be doing shit. Like, if I'm sitting down for too long, I gotta stand up. You know what I mean? If I'm out bullshit, I fuck around, end up standing up doing everything. Because I gotta feel like I'm in the moment. You know what I mean? Like, my relaxing is playing Call of Duty and getting called nigger 75 times because I just keep shooting the fuck out of people. You know what I mean? That's my relaxation. I'm sitting over, but, like, I've been just sitting in the crib, like, just switching positions on the bed. I lay across the bottom, and then I smooth my way up, and I lay regularly. Then I lay diagonally across the motherfucker, and then I hang my feet off it, and then I hang my head off it. I get up, I walk in the kitchen, I look in the refrigerator at food I'm not gonna eat. You know what I mean? Just weirdo dickhead shit. But like I said, it's kind of got a certain appeal to a point. You know what I mean? Like, next time I'm tired, I might just want to be sad. bottled water. You know what I mean? But, like I said, back to the unpopular opinion. I didn't think the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man movies were bad. Actually, I thought they were pretty fucking good. That was a weird looking... I mean, like, the way they did Electro, like, the way they did Electro the first way, you know what I mean? Like, how he just was, like... It was weird how they did that. Like, I know Electro's backstory. Electro was in a circus and shit, you know what I mean? He used to just light up lights, you know what I mean? Like, he was a linesman, you know what I mean? He worked on light poles and shit, and that's how he ended up getting his powers. And he was in a circus, and then one day he just started committing crimes. But the way they did it in Amazing Spider-Man 2 was weird, but, you know what I mean? After that, I thought everything else was cool, you know what I mean? The Green Goblin, you know what I mean? The way they were going to introduce the Sinister Six looked great. Having the fucking balls to kill off Gwen Stacy almost just like she died. Like, pretty much just like she died in the comics. You know what I mean? In the comics, it was actually... If you don't know this, spoiler alert. In the comics, the way Gwen Stacy died was actually Peter's fault. Because the Green Goblin, Harry Osborn, or Norman Osborn, that Green... Was it Norman? It might have been Harry Osborn. Yeah, I think it was Harry Osborn. Harry Osborn, when he became the Green Goblin, he threw her off the off a bridge. And when Spider-Man shot his web, ew, pause. when he webbed her, the shock from falling and then stopping snapped her neck, and that's how she died. But in the movie, you know what I mean? If you haven't seen the movie, oh, all right, spoiled it. Bitch dead. She falls down and then, like, she ends up hitting the ground and shit, and it's fucked up. And I had a little tear because, you know, first of all, I like Gurley who played Gwen Stacy. She's a fucking adult, so I can like her. But also, yeah, I mean, it's like, hey, man, Spider-Man can't catch a fucking break, can he? So that shit was fucked up. But I did like that fucking movie. I like both of them. And like I said, those are the unpopular opinions for this episode. Oh, we got cheap games and unpopular opinions and me being sad out the way. But I got some other shit. I really don't want to talk about your president because that guy's an asshole. Like, he just keeps doing asshole shit. Like I said, I voted for Joe Biden, not because I believe in Joe Biden or the Democrats, but just Donald Trump is just a fucking embarrassment to adults everywhere. He's an embarrassment to America. He's an embarrassment to democracy. He's just plain fucking embarrassing. And it's the fact that he's stupid. Like, that's what galls me. Like, just fucking dumb. And, like, so many of his supporters are just as fucking stupid as he is. Like, he's running around here firing... He fired Chris Krebs. Now, shout out to Chris Krebs, who is a Republican Which means, you know, I already don't fucking agree with him. I don't believe he's a nice person. But shout out to Chris Krebs for two things. He did two things. First and foremost, he tweeted out. Let's back up. He has been debunking all the disinformation from his government website. You know what I mean? Well, when he was a part of the government, he was debunking all of the misinformation that the GOP and the president have and his crazy ass lawyers. And we're going to get to Rudy Giuliani's fucking doofy ass, fucking Rudy Giuliani. That nigga looked dumb. But he was debunking all that shit in real time. You know what I mean? And when the president started doing all this shit, he put out a tweet last week that was like, yo, this was the most secure election in U.S. history. There was no widespread voter fraud. There was no widespread illegal voting. None of that shit is true. Most secure election. And the president said that's not accurate and fired the nigga on Twitter. You know what I mean? First of all, you are firing cabinet level niggas on Twitter. But this is the other thing that I want to say shout out to Chris Krebs for. Because Chris Krebs apparently knew exactly what the fuck was going to happen. So when he got to, he's with, I think it's called CISA. It's a Center for, Center for Election Security and Authorization or some shit like that. So he, when he got there, when he was, like, he was appointed by Trump. So when he went, Trump appointed him, he put a second in command that he knew would be nonpartisan. But what he also did was he made a safeguard because, you know, the president can override and pick somebody else. What he did was he made a safeguard where he came up with a third position, but it's a federal position. It's not an appointed position. So the president can't just fire you, and he put another nonpartisan dude there. You know what I mean? Like, these dudes might be Republicans or whatever, but they're not crooks in that sense. And so when the president fired him, he was like, all right, my dude's right there. And the president was like, nah, I don't fuck with him either. Get that nigga out of here. And then the way he had rearranged Caesar's hierarchy, it fell to his third in place, who the president can't fire, and he can't override that. So we don't have to worry about, you know, another federal agency coming out and supporting all this misinformation. But I wanted to say shout out to Chris Krebs. He's still fighting a good fight. Like, yo, for whatever ideological differences we have, I have to commend him for that. For, you know, he's still out here telling people, don't believe that bullshit. The election was secure. That nigga just lost. Shout out to Chris Krebs, though. All right, look, soon as we hear, we might as well just, like, cram all this shit together. You know what I mean? Let's try to get through it. Not take too much time on it, but, you know what I mean? Actually, pay attention to shit we're supposed to be paying attention to. Donald Trump and the Republican Party, almost en masse, along with One America News Network and Newsmax, are attempting to overthrow the United States government and literally pull off a coup. Now, they have tried this many, many ways. One of those ways is they've tried to have faithless electors appointed. If you don't know what a faithless elector is, it's a byproduct of the Electoral College. It's technically legal. It depends on what kind of constitutional scholar you're talking to. But a faithless elector is like, hey, you know what? They're saying they don't have faith in the actual election, so they're going to. Because if you don't understand the, yo, because I got niggas in like Germany and Ireland and shit that listen. So for any of y'all or anyone who just doesn't understand how the Electoral College works. All right, first of all, there are no standard federal election laws. All election laws are state and municipal. You know what I mean? There are no federal election laws. All states do things the way they want to do it. But there are certain things that are, you know what I mean, mandatory and required and uniform all over. And the Electoral College and how the Electoral College works is uniform. What the Electoral College is, all right, look, so when, you know, we in Pennsylvania, we vote for Joe Biden, you know, they count the votes, Joe Biden wins. What we do is we don't submit a, we don't submit a vote. We don't just give our votes to Joe Biden or give our electoral votes to Joe Biden. What we do is after that, we select electors who are, you know, we select electors who will go to Washington when the Federal Election Commission convenes, and they will certify that Joe Biden won here, and they will formally certify that Joe Biden won Pennsylvania, and he gets our electoral votes, and that's how that works everywhere. Now, faithless electors are, hey, he won the vote, but we don't have faith in the election, so we're going to select these people who are going to vote for Donald Trump. Yeah, I mean, like the legislature picks the electors. The state legislature picks the electors. So what they tried to do was they just tried to have Republican legislatures just pick electors for Trump and then just steal the election that way. But that didn't work. He personally pressured canvassers in Michigan. Now, this is a sitting president. This is a sitting American president interfering in an election. This is a sitting American president interfering in an election. You know what I mean? Just keep that part in mind. That is fucking disgusting. This is, like I said, I've said it before. This is fascism. Like, and like I said it before. White people like three things: authoritarianism, cultural appropriation, and dogs. In that order. I mean, anything after that, nigga, get in line. So you have Lindsey Graham being accused on national television by the Georgia Republican Secretary of State of attempted voter suppression and election interference. He came out on ESPN. What kind of fucking idiot? He came out on CNN and made this accusation. Lindsey Graham should be not only removed from not only impeached in the Senate, but he should be going to jail. Donald Trump should be going to jail. He's probably not, but he should be going to jail. You know what I mean? If he rides on everything else, the way he's attempted to dismantle democracy on his way out the door is fucking disgusting. And he should be in jail. But like I said, he personally called in selectors from canvassers certification officials from Michigan. Now, mind you, thankfully they did the right thing and they certified it. But the fact that he actually did that is fucking that's terrifying. You know what I mean? Like I've said it before, we are watching democracy die because the only reason that this isn't gonna work is because Donald Trump and everyone around him is fucking stupid, like catastrophically, like objectively fucking stupid, like the depths of their lack of intellectual capacity is fucking stunning. But there's a lot of them. There's a whole fucking lot of them. And they're just waiting for somebody to come in and do the things that they want to do and say the things that they want to say. And Donald Trump was doing that, but Donald Trump's a con man at heart. So everything Donald Trump does has to be part of a con. You know what I mean? So him staying in power ain't really the thing. He's just like, fuck it. You know what I mean? There's reports out there that he's just going around saying, yo, look, fuck Joe Biden, fuck America. Look, them niggas did me dirty, so I'm going to do this nigga dirty on his way in. How about that? And yeah, that makes total fucking sense. That makes complete and total fucking sense. Because why would he care? Why should he care? You know what I mean? This is how he keeps himself. He's going to be a kingmaker in the Republican Party until he dies at this point. He's talking about running in 2024 again. He's going to be a kingmaker until he fucking dies in the Republican Party. And that should terrify anyone. That should terrify anyone with a fucking brain, even Republicans. If you are a sane and sensible Republican, the fact that Donald Trump and Trumpism is going to be the branding and the major ideology of the Republican Party for the foreseeable future, that shit should terrify you. Look at what y'all have done. Look at Mitch McConnell. Look at Lindsey Graham. Look at Matt Gaetz. Look at what's her name? Kelly Loeffler. Look at Trey Gowdy. Look at all these insane super partisan insane hyper-partisan liars. Like, they have no qualms lying directly to you. And they seen Donald Trump do it and seen how fucking successful he was with it. And these motherfuckers are doubling down. And, like, you have places like One America News Network and Newsmax where I was looking at some, because I just like, I take a wide swath of everything, because you can't combat some shit if you don't really know what they're saying. Like, you can't just watch CNN or MSNBC or the Young Turks or David Pakman or Brian Tyler Cohen, even though I watch all that. You got to go over there and you got to get a little bit of Fox News, because you know what? I want to hear exactly what it said. I want the full context, because you know what? I might not think that shit. I might disagree with your assessment of what he said. And so I want to go over there and I want to get my own, you know what I mean? Gather my own information, and I want to hear everything he had to say. And I went on a joint, and yo, I can never, yeah, I'm not, I can't do that One America News shit, because this is just like, yo, if you believe anything that them people say, yo, you can stop listening to me right now. You can unfriend me, whatever. I don't give a shit. But them niggas are crazy. Yo, if you listen to them and believe anything they say, you yourself are fucking crazy retarded too. Because they don't even attempt to make sense. They don't attempt to pull out. They like shit that you could Google, nigga. Like, why you could fact check them niggas in real time. And you'd be like, nah, none of what you said is true. But they're out there pushing it. And you got somewhere in the realm of, I don't know, 65, 70 million Americans, you know, 98% white, that believe that shit, that wholehearted. They want to believe it. You know what I mean? Believing it makes them feel good. Some shit like, I don't fucking know. But that's, you know what I mean? Like, that's a thing that we're going to have to tackle going forward. But I was talking about that last year. Like, everybody, like, a lot of people now are just like I said, the Young Turks, Brian Tyler Cohen, David Pakman. They're just starting to, Ring of Fire, the Dollamore Daily, all of those guys, they're just starting to recognize, like, nah, Trump was a symptom. Now, Trump went and he ripped the whole face off. Like, he was supposed to come in and kind of chill a little bit and then start wilding after he got reelected. He started wilding from the rip. He started wilding from the rip. And, you know what I mean? It might have coalesced. Like I said, like before, the election wasn't a repudiation of Trumpism. Because, like I said, the Democrats ain't going to win the House. I mean, if they do win the House, it's because of that beautiful black woman, Stacey fucking Abrams, and all the work that she's doing in Georgia. I mean, the Senate. You know what I mean? They lost seats in the House. But Trump lost. So, you know what I mean? There you go right there. That you should take that. Like, no, we like all this shit, but we don't like him because he draw too much heat. When you get a sane, a competent Trump, you know what I mean? When you get a competent Trump that comes in here and does all the same shit, but he doesn't just come out and be openly super racist, you know what I mean? He doesn't tell the Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. He's going to tell his Proud Boys to stand down. But then he's going to say something else right afterwards that's a dog whistle. Like, Trump doesn't know how to dog whistle. You know what I mean? Everybody else, you know what I mean? Lindsey Graham, Jeff Sessions, all these guys, they could dog. They could say things. They, you know what I mean? Trump can dog. Even his dog whistles are so overt that they're going to destroy the suburbs. They're going to bring crime and low-income housing. That's a dog whistle, but that dog whistle was so fucking old and so well known that it's no longer a fucking dog whistle. It's just overtly racist now. And he can't do anything subtly, because this is a man who said he shouldn't have gone to it. You had to go to it. Why? Like, that makes absolutely zero sense. Like, think about it. Think about it. I wouldn't want a gold toilet. I wouldn't want a toilet painted gold. Give me a regular white toilet, bro. Like, what is you doing? Like, anybody that's nouveau riche shit. Like, I shouldn't say it like that, but that's nouveau riche shit. That's somebody who shouldn't have money, because you're stupid and you can't do the right things that you need to do with it. That's why he repeatedly goes broke. You know what I mean? And he repeatedly just doesn't pay people. He doesn't pay his bills. He doesn't pay his workers. All that shit. But at the same time, he is going to be a kingmaker in the Republican Party for the foreseeable future, unless something is done about him. He needs to be in jail. He needs to be in jail for election interference. You know what I mean? That shouldn't be. Now, Joe Biden's already said he's not going to investigate him. I don't care. Look, Kamala Harris, you love putting niggas in jail so much. How about you put this old-ass white dude in jail? We just asking for one. We just asking when you put one old white dude in jail, and I'm going to shut up about you putting niggas in jail for the last 30 years. I'll shut up about it. But you got to put that old white dude in jail. And you the VP, and you the law and order lady. So I'm looking for Kamala Harris to that's how you can thank me for my vote. You know what I mean? You can put that old nigga in jail, so we ain't gotta worry about that shit. We ain't gotta worry about him being a kingmaker. We ain't gotta worry about him running in 2024. We ain't gotta worry about him driving the Republican Party even further to the hard right, the far, far, far right. You know, we don't have to worry about that. And all it takes is one nigga to go, one white dude to go to jail. And he's a white dude that not a lot of people, everybody don't like that nigga. A lot of people don't like that nigga anyway. Throw that nigga in the clink. You know what I mean? Send him up there. Throw that nigga in the clink. Just one of them. I don't give a fuck. It ain't even got to be a bad one. I ain't saying, like, you know what I mean? Throw that nigga in some minimum security shit where, you know, only reason he can't leave is because he would have to walk the whole way out the gate. And he ain't walking nowhere. You know what I mean? Nigga play golf with a nigga play nine holes with a golf cart. He's not walking nowhere. You can put him in minimum security. He can go play tennis and play golf, and he can sit there. You can give him a phone, let him tweet and lie and everything, as long as he's lying from fucking jail. All right, you know what I mean? As long as we can say, yeah, he sent that tweet from federal prison. Shut the fuck up. Don't believe a word he says. He's a criminal. But none of that's gonna happen. You know what I mean? That would be too much like right, and that's just not what's gonna happen now. Now, that was an extended version of what I wanted to say, but, you know what I mean, fuck it, we out there. Tucker Carlson. Now, I have to, now this is some shit here. I have to give credit to Tucker Carlson for debunking. I have to give credit to Tucker fucking Carlson for debunking one of Trump's campaign lawyers' like ridiculous lies. Like, hold on, time out. I gotta get something to eat. I haven't eaten yet. It's Sunday. Yesterday was Saturday. It's Sunday. I two-parted it, and I ain't even had to tell y'all. But like, I keep it a thowie. I keep it a thowie, and I keep that thing on me. I keep it a thowie. But I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna go get something to eat, and I'm gonna come back. And I'll just talk about that weird ass press conference. That fuck shit was nutty. And like I said, Tucker fucking Carlson to the rescue. That is disgusting to even say. All right, so I want to have something to eat. Yo, hold on, time out. Before we get to this shit, I want to say something right now. If you go to the strip club hungry, you ain't spending no money, and hoes don't want to talk to you. You know what I mean? Act like a fucking adult. Act like you've been there before. Go get something to eat before you go to the strip club. And then you go in there and you buy booze and you throw money on the women there. You don't go in there and fucking have a meal and act like you're fucking at a real restaurant. You dumb son of a bitch. You broke ass motherfucker. Don't do that shit. Don't fucking do it. No one likes you when you do that. No one fucking likes you. No one wants to be your friend. The women aren't going to talk to you, and they shouldn't, because their time is literally money, and you can't afford it. Don't do it. If you can't afford to be in the booty house, don't be in the booty house. You know what I mean? Save your bread and go on a day when you can throw a couple $100. You know what I mean? Don't come in there with fucking $25 and think these bitches ought to fucking show you all this fucking love and attention. You broke-ass piece of shit. And yeah, that sound like I'm being kind of classist, but honestly, knock it the fuck off. Just knock it off. You know what I mean? If you ain't got the money to be there, just don't fucking be there. Don't be a loser. Don't be a deadbeat. Don't be a broke ass nigga. Just be a fucking adult about it. All right, so off of that, off of that fucking tangent. All right, so I was gonna talk about Rudy Giuliani's batshit insane press conference. Bat shit fucking insane. Like, if you didn't, I watched it live. I watched, like I said, I've been talking about him a whole bunch. But because I've been watching a bunch, you know what I mean? But I was watching it. David Pakman was streaming it on his Twitch channel and his YouTube channel. And David Pakman was streaming it and shit, and I watched it live, and it was fucking insane. And like I said, shout out to Chris Krebs again, because at the end of it, he tweeted out, yo, that might have been the most dangerous hour and 45 minutes of television in American history. And he's right, because Rudy Giuliani, Linda Powell, and I forget who the other lawyer is, but she's not, I ain't gonna say she's not germane to the story right now, but it's just not important enough to know her name. You know what I mean? But Rudy Giuliani came out with a whole pack of insane conspiracy theories. I mean, fucking insane. And this is what they're doing. They're waging a twofold front. And this is how they're attempting to do this coup. What they're doing is, when they go to court, now they're 2-for-33 on fucking, they're 2-for-33 in the lawsuits that they've taken to court. You know what I mean? They filed 33 lawsuits and they won two. The two that they won, one was it overturned two ballots. Yes, I said that, two. It overturned two ballots, I believe. No, you know what? They lost that one. They lost that suit. I'm lying. The one they won was, they won one in Pennsylvania where they got the ballot curing deadline shortened from 6 days to three. You know what I mean? But that didn't really affect anything. You know what I mean? They did find 2,600 uncounted votes, which they say were in Georgia, which they said were majority Trump. But I don't like that, just for the fact that it gives it a sliver of believability to all this other bullshit he's saying. Like, oh, look, they found 2,600 Trump votes. Like, all right, cool. You still lost by 13,000 some odd votes. Get the fuck out of here. It's already been certified. So, But what they're doing is they're attempting to muddy the waters publicly while just flinging shit at the wall in court, so they can come out and be like, oh, we did this, we tried this, you know. Now this is literally fascism, because they're saying that it's the judges, it's the media, it's everyone that's not the president or the people, you know, parroting the president's line. Like I said, Tucker fucking Carlson. So Rudy Giuliani goes in with these extreme fucking conspiracy theories, and we're not even really paying attention to it because his hair dye is dripping down his cheeks, and it's just like, this is fucking insane. Like, they held the press conference in a basement. Like, last press conference he held in front of a fucking landscaping store between a porn shop and a crematorium. So this has been batshit, because it's Rudy Giuliani and he's been batshit for the last two decades. You know what I mean? He got all that fucking credit for 9/11, and I don't even understand why. Just because he seemed saner than Bush. That's it. That's all it was. You know what I mean? Like, if you wanted to lie for that, you know what I mean? There was a whole big thing. The fact that when they told George Bush that, you know, terrorists had attacked the United States, he was in there reading a children's book, and instead of getting the fuck up and doing what a president's supposed to do and saying, well, excuse me, kids, but I got to go do some presidential shit. Your teacher going to finish this book. You know, let me get up out of here. He sat there and he finished reading the book. You know what I mean? Like, that was the kind of leadership that we were getting at the federal level. So I can see why, you know, Rudy Giuliani having just a smidgen of sense. You know what I mean? Even though we hated Rudy. Like, niggas in New York been hated Rudy Giuliani. Even through 9/11. They still screaming, fuck Giuliani. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? They still screaming, fuck Giuliani. They still saying Bush knocked down the towers. You know what I mean? They don't like that shit. They made Jadakiss bleep that shit on Y. But Rudy Giuliani has been batshit nuts. He was in the Borat movie, you know, looking like he was getting ready to try to have sex with he thought the girl was 15 or 17, even though the actor portraying her was actually 24, so she was legal. But it's still fucking disgusting, because you didn't know that. You thought she was 15 or 17, and your old ass was getting ready to take your fucking pants off, you nasty motherfucker. But I digress. So this one, this this press conference was held in the basement of the RNC somewhere, and it was like I said, the things that he was saying, I don't even want to repeat them because they were fucking batshit insane, and it's just like I don't want to lower my IQ by accident. But then Linda Powell came on, and this woman is fucking nuts. Like, this conspiracy theory is so fucking insane. Like, so fucking insane that it literally boggles the mind. This woman came out and said Venezuela, Cuba, China, and Hugo fucking Chavez got together to, you know, design Dominion, the Dominion systems, the Smartmatic, vote tallying, the Smartmatic vote tabulation software, and they designed it, and it boggles the brain. Like, it literally boggles the mind. Like, just thinking about it, like, Hugo Chavez has been dead for almost a decade. Like, what the fuck? And then, like, they keep saying that we have evidence, we have evidence, we have all this evidence, she literally went on Fox News yesterday, I believe it was, and said that she has more evidence than all the evidence of half the people currently locked up in the United States. Like, that is such a batshit insane fucking statement. And she made it, and it was a phone interview. But she apparently made, even on a phone, you can tell it was a straight face. This woman is fucking crazy. How does she pass the bar? How is she still licensed? Like, the fact that you can go out and say these insane things, and then they go in court and they get laughed out of court. Like I said, they won two lawsuits out of 33. You know what I mean? One to cut the cure deadline in Pennsylvania from the 9th to the 6th. You know what I mean? For those of you who don't know what a ballot curing is. Ballot curing is all right. Say you fill out your ballot and there's a discrepancy. You know what I mean? The election committee can send out volunteers to find you and get your vote fixed so your vote can actually be counted. And because of the pandemic, the Pennsylvania Secretary of State had extended the ballot curing deadline from the 6th of November to the 9th of November. They fought that. They said it was unconstitutional, and they got that, but it didn't really change anything. He still lost, you know, Pennsylvania by thousands upon thousands of votes, tens of thousands. I think he might have lost Pennsylvania by like 60,000, 70,000 votes or some shit like that. So it really affected nothing. And then the other lawsuit they won, they got their poll watchers, pulse, or ballot watchers. They got their ballot watchers to be able to move up from 25 feet, I think, to 15 feet, which, okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, like, all right, cool. But, you know, the president is, like, if you look at the president's timeline on Twitter, I'm like, 85% of the tweets is just like disputed, 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 and Twitter don't be disputing shit. Twitter be letting all types of dumb. So does Facebook. They be letting all types of dumb shit rock. And they was like, all right, that's enough. You got to stop, my boy. You got to fucking stop. But what they're doing is they're telling everyone one thing in the media, but they're saying things totally different in court. Now, Rudy Giuliani comes out and says this is the biggest crime in American history. This is vast voter fraud. You know what I mean? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But then when he goes into court and he has to argue these cases, now, when you argue in front of a judge, you can't just say whatever the fuck you want because there are consequences. You know what I mean? From censure, which is basically a fine, or, you know what I mean? It can be a fine or just like a demerit on your record, like having a point on your driver's license. Yeah, I mean, you can be censured, you can be fined, you can be suspended, or you can be disbarred. Yeah, I mean, you can be temporarily disbarred, or you can be permanently disbarred. You can never practice law again because of the shit you say in the courtroom that's fucking false, or the shit you do in front of a judge that's fucking false. So what they're saying in court, when they're going to court and they're saying, hey, this is not a fraud case, we're not arguing voter fraud, you know what I mean, we're just arguing these, you know, inconsistencies and irregularities and shit that we, you know, minutiae. But, you know what I mean, after they get out of court and they get their shit thrown out, they come out and have a press conference and they say, oh, well, we have all this evidence, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, but nobody wants the evidence. Like, Rudy Giuliani came out and shamed the media. I was like, you guys don't want to, you know, and that's called playing both sidesism. It's both sidesism is two things, you know what I mean? And neither one of them are good. Both sidesism is, one A, when you say both sides do it. You know what I mean? Oh, both sides do it. Both sidesism is also, though, it's a false equivalency. Your conspiracy theories and lies and rhetoric and conjecture and speculation and fantasy are not equivalent to my facts, science, knowledge, math, and numbers. You know what I mean? For Rudy Giuliani to come out and say the press isn't covering this, and that shows that the press has bias, and the press, like, we have a broken media system, because the press should have fought back from that. Rudy, how many times you been thrown out of court this week? All right, nigga, don't say that shit. You ain't got no fucking case. You know what I mean? We shouldn't even be paying this man any mind, for real. You know what I mean? We shouldn't even be paying heed to this. But that would go, like, we've pushed the country so far to the right, and our media apparatus is already so broken, thanks to things like Fox News, that not covering bullshit like that becomes, you know, part of the conspiracy theory that shows that they're biased. They won't even cover this because it's not newsworthy, because it's not fucking true. It's obviously not true. You know what I mean? You're an idiot for believing it. But you have 65 to 70 million idiots that will believe anything that comes out of these news sources as long as it, you know what I mean, conforms to their worldview. And that's not how informed democracy, that's not how informed votership in a democracy is supposed to work. You're supposed to know what the fuck you're talking about. You're not supposed to be out here thinking conspiracy theories, and you shouldn't have a fucking president pushing conspiracy theories, especially conspiracy theories about the Democratic process, our election, and the fact that he fucking lost, and him trying to subvert the election, trying to subvert the will of the people, and trying to pull a fucking coup on American soil, and you got 65, 70 million people who just don't give a fuck, because, nah, they're cool with that. He's gonna hate the niggers, he's gonna hate the Jews, he's gonna hate the fucking Muslims, he's gonna hate the faggots, he's gonna take the bitches' ability to get abortions away, he gonna, you know, give the corporations all the money, he gonna do all the shit that they want him to do, so they don't care. They're fine with voting against their self-interest, long as they believe that the people they hate are getting hurt more. That's literally Donald Trump's entire campaign platform. Hey, this shit might fuck you up, but it'll fuck them up more, for real. Well, you got to think about it, you know what I mean, bigly. And so what they're doing is they're filing these insane, they're filing these lawsuits, which are, you know, not going to work. But what they're, and then they come out and they make these insane fucking, insane claims in public. And then they're picked up by like OANN and Newsmax and Fox News, and these idiots fucking believe that shit and they run with it. Like, oh, One American News Network had a fucking graphic where they said Joe Biden, Donald Trump actually won 410 electoral votes. Shut the fuck up. Like, seriously, shut the fuck up. Like, if you believe that, you're beyond help. Like if you honestly believe that for a second, that Donald fucking Trump got 410 electoral votes, then I don't know what the fuck to tell you. If you believe that Donald Trump has done more for the black community than any other president in American history, nothing I say will matter to you, because you lack the intellectual capacity to understand this. Like, if you believe Donald Trump was good for black people because Kanye West or Candace Owens says so, that's your fucking problem. You know what I mean? I mean, you're gonna make it my problem, because you're gonna tell me, because I've had white people tell me that. I've had white people tell me, you know, hey, Donald Trump's been great for black people. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, really? Says what? When? What you talk about? Like, I'm black. No, he ain't been that great for me, bro. No, I'm good. Ain't been that great for none of the black people I know. You know, like, most of my family, a lot of my friends, you know, all that shit. Most of the people that live around me, you know, black neighborhood, no. That's why it's a whole bunch of Biden-Harris shit in my fucking lawn. In front of, all through my neighborhood. Like, how many black people live in your neighborhood? Oh, well, there's one, exactly, shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. You don't have no idea what you're talking about. And you're too stupid to not know that you're too stupid to talk about this. That's the fucked up problem. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have to be smart enough to know when you're too stupid about something. Hey, there are lots of things I'd be like, I don't know what the fuck that is. I don't know how about that. Da, da, da. But so many people are just like, they're so, yeah, I mean, like I said, that's why they love authoritarianism. Because here's a set of facts. These are the facts you run with. And if anyone says anything different, they're wrong, not you. Don't even think about it. You know what I mean? They like that fucking, they like that backing. Hey, we're just going to do this. This is it. This is the right way. That's how America was founded. That's what America was fucking about. You know what I mean? These are the facts. You know what I mean? Look at the way we teach history. But like I was saying, what they're doing is, I just keep digressing because this is just disgusting shit. You know what I mean? This is absolutely disgusting shit. And everyone involved, if they were human beings, would be ashamed of their fucking selves. But they're not. They're fucking narcissistic, power hungry, greedy fucking monsters, and you should never expect anything decent from them. From, you know, the president, damn near the whole way down. You know what I mean? Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, you know, Trey Gowdy, Matt Gaetz, and fuck, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. You can throw them in there too. What the fuck's her name? Feinstein, whatever. You can throw a bunch of Democrats in there too. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not enamored with the Democratic Party. I'm not enamored with Democratic leadership. The fact that they're pushing AOC, they're pushing her away now. You know what I mean? But they're gonna, you know, 2024. They might want her to, you know what I mean, 2028, they might want her to run. But, you know, now, after she, fuck out of here. Like I said, our political system is broken. But this is still fucking disgusting. But like I said, I just keep, like, trailing off and going on different tangents and shit. But I feel good. I feel good. I feel like myself. I feel talkative. You know what I mean? I think that's what I like. We're not doing that. I just want to say I feel better. But like I said, what they're doing is they're going to court, they're making these claims in court that are nothing like the insane conspiracy theories that they're pushing in the public. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to muddy the waters enough where states just won't certify the count, certify the vote, so then they can move it to state legislatures. And then what people don't realize is many, many, many state legislatures, especially in the states that they're fighting, have Republican legislatures. So they're saying, hey, if we just get the count not certified, we can push it to the state legislatures or the House of Representatives, and we can get Trump back in there. Fuck democracy. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. And that's what they're trying to do, because they think if they just keep screaming enough and have all their stupid, racist, idiotic fucking supporters come out and just harass people, you know, people are getting death threats, you know. Election canvassers and election officials who are, you know, public servants, these people are getting death threats. And Trump supporters are so stupid, they're like sending death threats from their regular phone. Like, yo, turn that nigga in. Turn that nigga in. What the fuck is wrong with him? You ain't even got a burner phone for the death threats? You ain't go get a little cheap $50 burner phone real quick for the death threat. You ain't got a real... Yeah, see? This is exactly why your vote should not count. You are too stupid to vote. You know what I mean? That's why lots of people say democracy just doesn't work, because you can't have a completely informed voting citizenry, and some people just refuse to be informed about things. You know what I mean? That's just it. You know what I mean? You have a cult of stupidity in America where, you know, I used to call it anti-intellectualism, but nah, it's just a cult of fucking stupidity, because they like being stupid. They champion stupidity, and I just don't. And like I said, the GOP weaponizes it. They champion it. The GOP weaponizes it. And we end up, you know, all the same people end up like having to repeatedly get pulled to, you know, 30 yards to the right while we're trying to dig in and just pull us back to at least to the center. Fuck. But no, that's not what's happening. It's disgusting. All of them should be in jail. All of them. You know what I mean? I don't even know how Rudy Giuliani isn't in jail now. You know what I mean? After all the shit he's pulled, he's not in jail. That's fucking amazing. Like I said, they all belong in jail. Lindsey Graham should be out of the Senate right now. You know what I mean? Lindsey Graham, and then he like didn't even like attempt to like dissuade nobody that he did it. He was like, nah, just ask the nigga, can he throw some votes out? So what? Like in Wayne County, Michigan, they tried to have Detroit not counted. All of the Detroit votes. All of Wayne County, all of Detroit, which is mostly Detroit, which is 80% black. And they were like, oh, well, there were signature irregularities. And then like they went two of the it's the election canvassers, it's two in that county, it's two Republicans, two Democrats. The two Republicans refused to certify, so you know the Wayne County Election Board was like, all right, we'll do a Zoom meeting with our constituents, and you can see how they feel. And so many people just called in and said, you guys are fucking racist, and you're attempting to pull a coup in American soil, and you should be fucking ashamed of yourself and do what the fuck you're supposed to do. Like, they called in, because like one dude called in, he was like, hey, there's this other county that's majority white that has more signature irregularities, but you still want to count them because they're majority white. They're like, you're a fucking racist, and you should be ashamed of yourself, and your mother should be ashamed. And I was like, wow. Yeah, like, if you tell a nigga in public on a Zoom meeting, your mom should be ashamed. But this is the type of shit that they doing, and it's fucking disgusting. Yeah, man. Like I said, this is the fucked up part. Democrats aren't going to do anything about it. Democrats are spineless. Some of the, like, you have shit Democrats like Wayne Manchin, or John Manchin, or whatever the fuck his name is, who's a right, he likes to call himself center right. Moderate, yeah, centrist. No, he's a right winger. Just he's just a fucking piece of shit. If you side with the Republicans on 75% of the things, that doesn't, just because you have a D in front of your name, pause, doesn't mean you're a fucking Democrat for real. You know what I mean? You're just a piece of shit. You know what I mean? You're a carpetbagger most likely, but whatever. You know what I mean? I don't think I want to talk about those assholes anymore. That shit was fucking depressing. Enough with the depressing death of democracy. I got Burnout Paradise remastered. I love that game. I haven't gotten into another shit I don't really like doing. I just spent like an hour because I forgot I had that shit. Because the crazy thing is, I gotta open like, I wish like everything could come up in one fucking app, but it doesn't. Like, the closest that does it is the closest that does it is the Xbox console app, the console companion app, but that don't pull everything up either. It'll pull up everything from Steam, and I think it'll pull up everything from Steam, and I think like the Origin Store or something. But I got like the Origin Store that has certain games on it, and I forget, it's not in my, I should like take some of this shit out of my fucking Quick Tray, but no, because I use it all in my Quick Tray. Like, most of the shit that I have in my Quick Tray is shit that I use, like, a lot. That's why it's in my Quick Tray. But I got the Origin Store. I got the Epic Games Launcher. I gotta go there for certain games. I gotta go to the Ubisoft Connect for certain games. And I don't be opening that shit, and I don't be seeing it in Steam or Xbox. So I'll be forgetting I have these games. I've had Burnout Paradise Remastered for like 2 months. I forgot I had that bitch. But man, I love that fucking game. And that whole clean. I had it on 360. That whole clean too, bro. That whole super clean. Like I said, I ain't getting none. Like, my favorite event is the Road Rage event. You know what I mean? Where you just run around wrecking niggas and shit. But, I was just riding around, like, just beating niggas' best times on streets. That way, they just, when they ride down the street, they gotta look at my fucking name. I'm an asshole. But I'm gonna get back into playing some of that. Yo, I think it's kind of cheap, too. You know what I mean? I think it might be kind of cheap, too. I got it for, like, $4 or some shit. I also downloaded, I had to get rid of, like, I got a 2 terabyte fucking hard drive, and it's full. Yeah, you know I mean, I had to uninstall some shit. Like, I don't like uninstalling digital shit because I'd be scared I'll never get it back. But I uninstalled GTA 5. I really don't care if I don't get it back. I don't think. Yeah, you know I mean, I don't know if I really care because I don't play that shit, and it was like 90 gigs. I'm fuck out of here. I forgot that I bought the whole Crysis collection off Steam for like $7 like 2 weeks ago, and I finally got around to downloading some of them, because I got a bunch I was going through, and I was trying to figure shit out, so when I finally do get back to streaming, I got games that I ain't never played, like Far Cry, New Dawn, Crysis 1, Crysis Warhead, Yeah, I mean, I got a bunch of the Bard's Tale remastered. I got a bunch of games that I ain't playing. I want to play them for the first time on stream, but I still be wanting to, like, try and keep a little bit of video gaming going on, even through the funk. You know what I mean? Like, mostly I just end up playing Marvel. You know what I mean? Just playing Marvel. Just slapping the shit out of some shit. You know what I mean? But then I downloaded Crysis 2, which I had on 360, and Crysis 3, which I haven't booted up yet. But, yo, I booted Crysis 2 up, and when I say, like, on 360, it looked good, 1080p. Bruh, when I say I put that thing on Ultra, I put everything on Ultra, bruh, that motherfucker, that hole is so fucking clean, bruh. Like, I ain't even boot up 3 yet, but I know that joint gonna be even cleaner. And, yo, like, you don't understand, bruh. I'm hitting headshots at 150, 200 yards with iron sights, and I'm just like clipping the top of the motherfucking head because he behind cover and only the top of his head is out. That's how clean that shit is. I'm doing this on my laptop screen, which is like 17 inches. You know what I mean? Wait till I get this motherfucker on the big boy, on the double nickels. You know what I mean? Wait till I put this motherfucker on the double. I can't fucking wait, boy. This hoe, like, when this get upscaled to 4K, I'm telling you, this hoe gonna be super clean. This hole gonna be super clean, bro. I can't wait. And I can't wait to get I can't wait to build a fucking PC. I gotta hurry up and fall out of love with this woman so I can build a PC, bro. Cause I need one. I need 500 terabytes of storage. You know what I mean? I need a PC. I wanna run a dual monitor setup. You know what I mean? Like, yo, when I say this hole clean, bro, like, this hole is clean. And I'm getting a 4K I'm getting a 4K video card when I build a PC. That's not even, like, a fucking question. I don't give a fuck how much it costs. I'm getting a 4K. Like, part of me is like, just go ahead and buy a prefab gaming joint. And I'm like, about all that, I might want to build it. I might want to go through the fun of building it. You know what I mean? But like I said, I might, because this ain't it's not going to be the last one I get. But, you know what I mean? Because I'm going to keep doing this shit. I just have to get out of this funk. But, you know what I mean? It's not going to be the last one I get. But, yo, I think I might go ahead and buy a prefab one first. I think I talked about this before. I think I might go ahead and buy a prefab one first and then go ahead and buy, then go ahead and build one a little later. You know what I mean? But, dog, I'm telling you, you have to see how clean. Like, if you got a PC, go to Steam and see if you can still find you can find one of the Crysis games for cheap, even though Steam be on some bullshit. Or go to GOG, or GOG is good old gaming. They got DRM free shit. Damn, that took forever to say. DRM, digital rights media. They have shit that you don't have to sign into anything. You know what I mean? So you ain't gotta have like a Steam account, none of that. It's just straight yours, and you can just have it. It's yours. But you can never don't ever erase that shit, cause you ain't got nowhere to go and get it. You know what I mean? Don't ever erase it. You gotta keep that shit forever. But it's yours, and you ain't gotta be online, and you ain't gotta have no like I said, the Steam client. You ain't gotta have the Steam client. You ain't gotta have Epic Games launcher or Rockstar launcher or Origin launcher. None of that shit. You can just launch it straight from the application. You know what I mean? And it's yours. There's no DRMs. That's good old games. But like, depending on what your bank is, your bank might not do business with them, so you might have to come up with an alternate way to pay them, because they're from outside the U.S. and a lot of banks just don't be fucking with them for some reason. I don't know how. I mean, like, you know what I mean, I tried like 3 or 4 credit cards the one time, and it's just like, it was all different banks, and it was just like, nah, we not gonna authorize that, we don't trust them. And I'm like, oh, all right then, you know what I mean, I guess I can't buy shit off there. But I go and look. You know what I mean? I go and look. I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do, but I go and look. But like I said, Green Man Gaming is the spot too. They're still having their Black Friday sale. You know what I mean? I already talked about that, but go ahead and check that shit out. Like I said, I don't know what the fuck's on Steam right now. I bought the Crysis Collection. I'm getting ready to end this shit so I can go I can go play fucking Crysis 2 so I can shoot some more shit. I might just play the levels where you, like, for now, I might just play the levels where you kill people. Because I don't, you know what I mean, the aliens and shit, I don't mind them, but killing real people is what I really want to do. I want to shoot people. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck how that sounds. I want to shoot people. Oh, but before I do end this, I was going to do like the NBA draft, but because the NBA is having such a condensed offseason, I'm just going to let free agency, the majority of free agency play out. And then I'll probably, maybe next podcast or the podcast after that, I'll condense all that into one big, basically, NBA preseason thing. Because the NBA is trying to start December 22nd. So, yeah, I'll just end up doing that as an NBA preseason preview. NBA season preview. You know what I mean? Sorry, Fagan. Sorry, bro. Yeah, that's going to be an extended segment on the next one. Or the one after that. It's probably going to be on both, actually. I'll probably try to do both. You know what I mean? Let free agency, the majority, like the major shit, shake out. You know what I mean? Look at all the drafts, see who's injured, this, that, and the third. Maybe like have everything done by the time camps open. You know what I mean? So I can be completely wrong about shit. Oh, there was one other thing I wanted to do. For those of you who don't know, and one of the things I've been doing to try to make myself feel better was I was getting up and I was getting dressed. Because a lot of people were like super surprised, but that's because they didn't have no idea who the fuck I am. I used to love dressing up, you know what I mean? And when I say dressing up, I mean actually dressing up, like slacks, a shirt, tie, jacket, possibly a vest, shoes, you know what I mean? Like the whole nine yards. And I used to work like different jobs where I had to, I used to be a door-to-door salesman. I used to sell Kirby's. I used to work in offices. So I was used to wearing a shirt, tie, slacks, and shoes. So that shit became like my twist. Like, you know what I mean? Any random day I throw on shirt, shoes, slacks, and a tie. And maybe a jacket. I'm out here. You know what I mean? I'm not always dressed just like a hood nigga or a cook or whatever. Like, I might want to dress nicely. And like I said, but last, I haven't been doing that. So people ain't been, they haven't seen me like that. So they're surprised. And I'm just like, nah, this is actually something I really like doing. You know what I mean? I've been liking doing it. I've loved doing it. I love the way I look in a suit. Like, what do you, you know what I mean? Like, I love being a well-dressed man. You know what I mean? Like, I lost my vanity. I just stopped paying attention to it. But now that I'm back, it's like, now I'm going to go ahead and be vain again. You know what I mean? I'm going to indulge my vanity and my ego, especially right now. But so I was out and I was chilling and shit. I was like, you know what? I was going to go to the strip club Friday. But, well, actually I wasn't. I was going to go get my Xbox Thursday. And then I was going to be playing Xbox Friday, but there's no Xboxes to be had. So I'm probably going to end up having to wait till January or some shit like that to go get me a Series X, which I'm not really all that mad about. Part of me wants to go get Call of Duty just because it's Black Ops and I don't want to be too far behind. But at the same time, I'm like, nah, who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? I did want to get Call of Duty. Like, I was going to get Call of Duty if I got it, but I didn't get it. So, you know what I mean? I called around. I even went to Boscov's, bro. Boscov's. Some of y'all niggas don't even know what a Boscov's is. I went to Boscov's, like, ain't nobody buying Xbox from Boscov's. I went to Boscov's, like, hey, yo, y'all got a Series X? And they was like, nah, we sold out, 2B. Man, you the third person this today. I'm like, shit, I couldn't even sneak a Boscov's? Damn, man, that shit's serious. But, so I'm just probably gonna end up waiting until after my daughter's birthday. But, so I'm sitting there. I was gonna go out. I went out. And I was like, you know what? I got the perfect outfit for tomorrow. These navy houndstooth slacks and jacket. You know what I mean? I got them a size. I got the slacks and the jacket a size bigger than I normally do, and I don't like that, but I'll work with it. You know what I mean? I got these Calvin Klein slacks. Oh, and I bought my tuxedo shoes. I popped in, and the dude remembered me, and I was looking for some brown boots to go, so I could buy this this gray suit, and I was looking for some brown ankle boots, and he ain't had none. But he was like, "Yo, I did get a size 13 extra wide in them tuxedo shoes you wanted," and I was like, "Oh, word, you did." And he was like, yeah. I was like, well, run that in then, my boy. They like some Calvin Klein tuxedo shoes. Them shits is super fly. They Calvin Klein tuxedo loafers. You know what I mean? I love loafers. I fucking, like, I'm, that used to be my twist. You know what I mean? Black slacks, shirt, tie, black Italian loafers. And then, I like brown ankle boots, but not really brown. Like, the last pair of ankle boots I had was Oxblood. I mean, they look kind of brown until you actually see them in a proper light, and you realize they're like an off-red slash maroon color. It's called Oxblood, but them shits was super dope. Jones was like 210, 215, something like that. I'm going to go find me some nice shoes, even if it's some Gucci loafs. I'm thinking of going and getting a couple pair of the Gucci loafs, like some, like a pair of brown Gucci loafs, a pair of black Gucci loafs. You know what I mean? There we go. We got the look. I can just switch up the loafer look. But I got these Calvin Klein slacks, and I'm thinking I'm gonna get a white shirt and a bow tie. I got white shirts, but I want a tuxedo white shirt. I want a white tuxedo shirt, and I want to get a bow tie to go with these slacks and this jacket. And that's what I want to do. And them tuxedo shoes. And I'm gonna make me a tuxedo, nigga. I'm gonna make me a tuxedo. But what I was getting at was, I ended up going to the strip club Thursday, and shout out to Erica. Yo, this girl is cool. She kooky though. So like, I come in, like I had on a gray suit, a red and white checked Pierre Cardin shirt. I had on a blue and red tie, and I had on a vest. The front of the vest is all black. The back is gray. The back matched. No, I had them lined. I had on an all black tie. The back matched the back of my vest matched my jacket and my slacks. The front of my vest matched my belt, my shoes, and my tie because I'm fly. So I go in and girlie sees me and she's like, "Hey, are you a customer?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And she's like, she's young. She couldn't be more than like 22, 23. And she's like, "Yeah, I mean, are you a customer today?" I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "Oh, great." And this is what she said to me. And I swear to God, I couldn't stop laughing. She looked me dead in my eyes, 100% serious, and said, "Can I put it on you then?" I have never heard that phrase uttered in real life. But I heard it Thursday night, and it was fucking adorable, man. Yo, shout out to her. She's dope. That's fucking funny. Yo, but I went out and I had a blast, and I wanted to say shout out to everybody that was there. You know what I mean? I was having a great time. You know what I mean? I had a great time, and I still managed to get drunk. And yeah, it was cool. You know what I mean? So I might do a little more strip clubbing, you know, in the future. Maybe not. Maybe if I can get some time, I'll fly my ass, save up a couple of dollars, fly my ass out to Portland. Fly my ass clean out to Portland or Houston. I think I want to go to Portland now. Go to Portland and just hit, you know what I mean, all the shit that was by the Rose Garden that I used to go to. You know what I mean? Just go in there and throw a couple bands. You know what I mean? But I think I'm going to call that a podcast. Yeah. You already know what to do. Follow me on Twitter at VisionBlurred. Follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/DMO2K99. I'll eventually get back to streaming. I'll eventually be cool. You know, Facebook, Blurred Vision Podcast. You can catch me on SoundCloud. You can look up the BVP on Anchor, Stitcher, Breaker. If you can't find BVP, look for Chubbs. I'm there under something. You know what I mean? Like, they just do whatever the fuck they want. They haven't even changed my profile pic on some of them joints. But you can find this shit anywhere, just wherever you want to listen to it. If you're listening to it on Anchor, you get ready for an ad. I sound like shit in the ad, but so what? You know what I mean? Ain't like you give a fuck anyway. Fast forward past that 30-second bullshit. I don't give a fuck. But I want to say shout out to everybody that listens. Like I said, shout out to Erica, shout out to Aaliyah, shout out to Winter, shout out to Sin and Misty, and who else? Like I said, shout out to Erica. I said that. I think that's everybody for now. Shout out to all y'all. You know who the fuck you is. Like I said, shout out to Fagan. You know what I mean? Good luck on listening. Yo, it wasn't no sports, and I wasn't sad. I hope this one meets your standards. But thank you for keeping it a thally with me. That's about it. You know what I mean? Be dope, because I am in peace.